People often compare politics to professional sports, but there are a few big differences. The politicians in the major leagues don't have to take drug tests, but they also don't get paid nearly as well as the athletes. And it's sometimes a lot harder to tell which team a politician is on compared, say, to a football player. For example, if a football player walks around in a blue and silver uniform, it means he's a member of the Detroit Lions and deserves large helpings of pity and scorn. But political definitions don't stay as constant. For example, take the term conservative. A century ago, a conservative was someone who was reluctant to spend money we didn't have. There were conservatives in both political parties. Today, so far as I can tell, that definition has changed. A conservative is someone who isn't willing to spend money on social programs, whether it makes sense to do so or not. But today's conservatives are happy to spend money we don't have on military adventures, whether they make any sense or not. Liberals, now found almost exclusively in the Democratic Party, used to be in favor of personal liberty, both economic and social. Today, they're in favor of tolerance for a wide variety of lifestyles. However, they're often rigid defenders of the economic privileges of their interest groups, including a few exclusive labor unions, whether that makes any sense for society or not. All this is not mere abstract political science theory. Here are two examples of this craziness, in which two men are trying to do the right thing and are being attacked by members of their own team. The first is at the state level. Unless you spent the last year at the bottom of a salt mine, you know that Michigan is in serious, long-term financial trouble. State government has a deficit so big, we're threatened with a government shutdown. Speaker of the House Andy Dillon, a Democrat, has suggested a single health care plan for all state and local government workers, which would save our state hundreds of millions. Not only has his idea received almost no support in his own party, he's been vilified by the Michigan Education Association. AFL-CIO leader Mark Gaffney has said Dillon isn't even a real Democrat. The speaker's critics are really worried that the relatively small groups they represent might end up with slightly less benefits. But these so-called liberals aren't saying a thing about the fact that more than a million Michiganders have no health benefits at all. The situation in Detroit is even worse. Mayor Dave Bing says his deficit-plagued city can only afford to provide core services such as police and fire protection and will outsource anything else it can to save money and prevent the city from going bankrupt. For his pains, he's been denounced by the unions that represent city workers. They are unwilling to make concessions, even though almost 30% of their fellow Detroiters are unemployed. There's a great deal of narrow-minded selfishness at work in our state, and we need leaders with the guts to overcome it. Otherwise, we'll all pay a price sooner than we may think.